Tonight, as we prepare to spend time together in God's Word, I'd encourage you to keep the sermon notes portion open and available to you, as God may lay something on your heart tonight that He desires for you to take out this week. If you're in need of something to write with, I encourage you to raise your hand, and one of our ushers would be glad to get a writing instrument into your hands. Tonight, I thought I'd kick off our sermon series on the book of Jonah with the following question. When was the last time you received a call you didn't expect or maybe you didn't want? What did that look like for you? For example, when I was thinking about that for myself this past week, I thought about the volume of phone calls that I get from time to time, any time of day, morning, noon, and night, and you know them. The phone call that starts off something like this: "Yeah, Mr. Court." Okay, by the way, it's Cordy, but okay, yeah, I'm here. "How would you like the latest promotion for your cable and internet package?" I didn't know it was up, but tell me more, right? Or how about the offer from a local travel agency? "Mr. Cordy, congratulations, you have just won the latest trip to the Bahamas." Okay. What do those phone calls look like for you? The phone calls that maybe you didn't expect or maybe you didn't care for. Had a pastor friend and colleague share this. And in his house, it was kind of affectionately known as the telephone game. And the telephone game goes something like this. And it's not the one where you string two styrofoam cups together and you stand over here and your friend's over here with an earshot and you say, "Can you hear me?" Like, "Yeah, I can hear you right there." But the telephone game is just this. The phone rings and all of a sudden, three people yell out loud from the household, "The phone's ringing." In other words, you get it. You pick it up. Why the other three people didn't want to pick it up, nobody knows. But there are those times when maybe we don't want to pick up the call. And maybe this is our attitude and our response. "I don't want this right now." Think back to the responses you've given when you've had those phone calls, whether it's the internet and cable package or the luxury cruise that is just waiting for you. The ship's about to leave. They're just waiting for you to get down to the dock or the port or wherever it is. When's the last time you said this in response to a call that you received? "I don't want this right now." If that's where you are, then welcome to the world of Jonah. Jonah, as we heard tonight from our first reading, gets a call, and it goes a little something like this: "Jonah, it's the Lord." By the way, how would that be for a phone call? You go home tonight, the phone rings, "Honey, you're not going to believe this, it's the Lord. I know you've had a long day, put the phone down, go to bed, I'm not in the mood," right? "Jonah, it's the Lord, go to Nineveh." Now, I realize that maybe we kind of lose the thrust of this. Let me just revisit our first reading for tonight, Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. This is what's going on. "The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, 'Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me.' But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish." To do what? To flee from the Lord. You see, he got the call, but guess what he's doing, folks? He's screening the call. You ever done that? If you've done that to my calls, well, I'll forgive you. Quick side note, if you get a call with a Nebraska prefix, it's probably your pastor. I'll call back a second time just so we can talk, all right? So he gets this call, go to Nineveh, and then I realize that we lose the thrust of this in today's age, 2017. Nineveh, well, I don't even know where that's at, right? What you need to know is that Nineveh is nestled right in the heart of a Syrian country. And the Syrians are not the kind of folks you want to invite to your neighborhood cul-de-sac party. I don't know if you knew that. These are rough and tumble people that would oftentimes take the people they capture and use the remains of them, whatever was left over from the battle, as trophies, to wear as jewelry, or to stack at the front of their gate, or maybe to put on a pole. So when Jonah gets this phone call, "Yeah, Jonah, I'm sending you in. Go to Nineveh." What he's hearing is, "Jonah, I want you to go to the worst of the worst, the baddest of the baddest, the roughest of the roughest. And I want you to tell them this. It's time to shape up. Now, maybe to contemporize this, if that's the right word, what if God called you to go to one of these countries today? I'm sending you into Somalia. Time to go to Kabul or Afghanistan, North Korea, South Sudan, where they don't like Christians, Pakistan, Iraq, a hot zone, a hostile place for you and for me as Christ followers. Go to that place and tell them tomorrow, get your act together, stop it, and turn to Jesus. Who's ready to go? Buses packed, all set. Who's ready? That's what I thought. Welcome to the world of Jonah. Now, maybe just to pull that back for us today, maybe that's a little heavy. Maybe we need to start somewhere else tonight. What about these phone calls that maybe we don't want or that maybe we don't expect? Yeah, there's a phone call from the family member, the aunt, who's on vacation in Florida, and she wants you to check her mailbox, and she's called 5 times already today. Have you checked the mail? Well, I just want to call back. I don't know if you got my message before, but would you check the mailbox? Did the mail arrive? Yeah, I know I called 2 hours ago, but did you check the mail yet? Has it arrived? Or maybe the call we're trying to screen from the physician's office because we know there's a test or something that somebody in our family's done recently, and now we're waiting to hear what the results are. And maybe we don't want that call. And maybe you've found yourself in a place in life where you're trying to go from paycheck to paycheck, bill to bill, and you know that phone call is the phone call that's asking for more of your money when you don't have it. Maybe it's a call from work. Things have changed at work. We're going to need you to come in tomorrow. And by the way, we're changing your hours for the rest of the season. And we're not sure if they'll go back. Maybe God's people know about calls we don't want to take, or we didn't expect, or we're not sure what to do with. Where are you at tonight? How about this one? The call from the Lord. And I realize that in the strength of his relationship with you and me, sometimes that looks a little bit different than it does from the person next to you or behind you or in front of you. And maybe, just maybe, there's something that God is calling you to do this Lenten season. And I know I've heard this a number of times, and maybe you had too. This season of Lent, I'm giving up chocolate. I'm going to serve the Lord by giving my chocolate to somebody else. Or maybe I'm giving up this to the Lord, or maybe I'm giving up that for a season. But maybe, just maybe, this is that point in your life where God's calling you to something bigger than giving up your latest or your favorite soft drink or your snack food. Maybe it's something that changes your life and changes the lives of the people that you call family or friends or coworkers or neighbors. Maybe it's something like one of these. The call from the Lord to run towards him. See, maybe there's something that's pushed your boat over to turbulent waters recently, and you feel like, God, where are you? And God's response to you is, I'm still here. Maybe God's call to you this Lenten season is to forgive somebody. Maybe you've been hurt. Maybe you feel smoked, and your clothes are still singed. It smells like smoke. Maybe God's calling you to take the step towards reconciliation, like we heard from our second reading tonight from Paul, because this is the kind of ministry we're called to, the ministry of reconciliation to each other and also with the Lord. Maybe it looks like leaving a bad habit behind. Maybe it's not chocolate that we need to give up this season. Maybe it's a toxic behavior that's hurting us or somebody else, or maybe our faith. Or maybe it's an area of trust or an area where God is calling you to go to share your faith with somebody who you know might push back and get in your face, or as the kids say, would get in your grill. Right, guys? Yeah, they know. Where is God calling you to share your faith? Where is God calling you? What's your Nineveh this Lenten season? What's your fill in the blank? Tonight, I'd like to leave you with this question. What is God calling you to this Lenten season? Where is God calling you to go? Where is that place you have been so reluctant to go, but you know that's where God wants you to go tonight? Where's that place you've been afraid to go? Where's that place you've been reluctant to go? Where's that place you don't know what the outcome's going to be, but you know God's calling you to go, and He is faithful. This Lenten season, we remember the journey to a place that Christ went for you and for me, to the cross. In Luke's gospel account, the 9th chapter, verse 51, Luke records this for us. At this point, Jesus set his face to Jerusalem. What's at Jerusalem? What's waiting for him there? The cross. In light of the grace, mercy, and forgiveness that God has poured out for you and for me this Lenten season on the cross and through the empty tomb, where is God calling you to go this Lenten season? Trusting Him, walking faithfully with Him. May God grace you with the wisdom to know what the answer to that question looks like, and may He give you the boldness to go to your Nineveh. In Jesus' name, amen.